Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're doing something a little different. It's almost like archaeological
It
work.
is, yeah. We didn't get a huge pile of documents this time. We got one sentence.
Just one perfectly crafted assertion that honestly holds a mountain of insight into consumer psychology and business trust.
It really is a testament to the power of distillation, you
Yeah.
know? It lays out a complete mechanism for us. You've got the problem, the solution, and the outcome all in one line.
Exactly. Our listener gave us this amazing foundation, and our mission today is to just stretch this one truth out, see how far it can go, extract every last drop of meaning.
Already.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core knowledge nugget we're analyzing is this: transparent pricing models address buyer concerns over fees.
And that specificity is, I think, what's so important here. Notice it doesn't just say transparency is good, you know, in a general sense.
Right.
It targets a very specific pain point, fees,
Right.
and it offers a very specific solution, pricing models.
So not just a one-off action, but a whole system.
A structural change. We're talking about something designed to fix a really persistent source of friction for buyers.
Okay, so let's start right there at the source of that friction. Why are fees, not just, high prices in general, but specifically those extra little costs, why are they such a major point of concern?
Well, we've all been there.
Oh, absolutely. You're scrolling online, you find something you want, you're excited, you're ready to check out, and then
Boom. It's that feeling of discovery, but not in a good way.
not at all.
The concern really comes from the fact that these fees are sort of implicit. They feel like they operate as unexpected additions that just jump out at the very end of the process.
After you're already committed, like buying concert tickets or a flight, that's a classic one.
Or booking a hotel room. You see the big friendly number, say $199 a night, and you mentally budget for that.
Yep, you've already done the math in your head.
Then you get to the final screen, and suddenly there's a $40 resort fee, a $15 cleaning fee, a $10 service charge.
And your 199 room is suddenly $264.
And this is where I think the core insight of this whole deep dive really shines. Because a high price is one thing, it's a value calculation.
Right. Is this $500 jacket worth $500 to me? I can say yes or no.
Exactly. You might walk away, but you don't feel manipulated.
But a hidden $50 fee, that's a trust calculation.
Precisely. That $50 fee, even if it's, you know, technically justifiable somewhere in the terms and conditions, it just instantly creates skepticism.
Because it feels like they were trying to hide the true cost.
Until the point where it's most inconvenient for you, the buyer, to back out.
Yeah.
The moment that trust erodes, your concern over the price just amplifies.
It's that behavioral economics concept, isn't it? The effort fallacy or sunk cost. You've already invested the time, you filled out the forms, picked your dates, chosen your seat.
You're mentally committed. The business is basically betting that you'll just swallow that fee to avoid the hassle of starting the whole process over somewhere else.
And that creates resentment, that feeling of being, I don't know, strong-armed into paying more than you thought you were going to.
That is exactly what the source defines as the buyer concern. You
Mm-hmm.
might even complete the purchase, but you leave feeling negative about the whole brand. You paid, sure, but the relationship is damaged.
That makes so much sense. The pain point isn't the number itself, it's the placement, it's the surprise.
The ambush.
Yes, the ambush. So if that's the problem, surprise and mistrust, let's look at the solution the source gives us: transparent pricing models.
Right, and I think we need to spend a moment on that word model. This is so much more than just simple disclosure.
What do you mean by that?
Well, disclosure could just be, you know, a tiny line of fine print at the bottom of the page that says fees may apply. A model is structural.
So a systematic approach, it means there's consistency, predictability, a repeatable system for how you present your costs.
Absolutely. A great example is how, in many European countries, the price you see on the shelf for, say, a pair of jeans has to include the VAT, the sales tax.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
That's a model. It's a formal legal expectation that the price you see is the price you pay. It completely removes the burden of calculation from the buyer.
Okay, but let me challenge that a little. If a company does that, if they adopt a truly transparent model, say, an airline lists the ticket price, then the baggage fee, the fuel surcharge, all of it itemized right up front. Doesn't that long, complicated price list, even though it's transparent, risk scaring the buyer away even sooner? Doesn't the sheer number of fees become its own concern?
That is an excellent point. And you're asking if cognitive load just replaces surprise as the main problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the source implies that the transparent model addresses the concern because it changes the buyer's evaluation timeline. When the fees are up front, they become part of your initial value calculation.
So instead of finding a ticket for $300 and then getting angry when another $150 in fees shows up,
you see the full all-in price of $450 from the start. And your decision becomes, is this trip worth $450 to me?
You're empowered. You have all the information from the beginning.
You're empowered from the start. It completely diffuses that feeling of, you know, an adversarial negotiation.
Mm.
The fee goes from being an unexpected surprise to just a known variable.
A condition of the sale.
A condition of the sale. You're making an informed, confident choice.
So the whole point of the model is to reduce that cognitive friction, to let your brain process the full cost without that emotional spike of feeling like you've been tricked.
That's spot on. The model provides clarity. And clarity is the opposite of obfuscation, right? It builds confidence.
And connecting that back to the assertion, confidence is what reduces the buyer concern.
The confidence in the seller is either restored or, ideally, it was never broken in the first place.
Which brings up that really important question. Is the success of this model driven by the price actually being lower or just by the process being clearer?
Well, based on what the source says, it has to be the process. I mean, if the solution was just about cost, the assertion would be lower prices address buyer concerns. Simple as that.
But it's not. It's transparent pricing models.
Which means the effectiveness is all tied up in the honest presentation of those costs. The buyer's concern isn't necessarily a refusal to pay the money. It's a refusal to be manipulated into paying it.
That distinction is just... It's so important for businesses to grasp. It means your effort should be focused on the mechanics of how you present the price, not just on a race to the bottom.
Yeah, a transparent model is basically saying, we respect your intelligence and your right to know the full cost before you invest your energy here.
It's the opposite of that other strategy, the one that uses a low anchor price to just lure people in, knowing they're going to inflate it with fees later.
And that strategy just fundamentally undervalues the customer relationship. It's a short-term game.
Okay, so let's make this really practical for anyone listening. If you're running a business, maybe it's a software service or something with installation costs, what is the immediate actionable takeaway here?
The takeaway is this powerful little equation that the source gives us. Clarity, trust, reduced concerns.
I like that. Clarity equals trust equals reduced concerns.
So the first thing you should do is audit your entire sales process. Look for any point where the price a buyer sees is less than the price they actually end up paying.
That gap, that negative delta.
That's the trust killer right there. That's the surprise.
And it's interesting because so many businesses see high cart abandonment rates and they immediately throw discount codes at the problem.
Right.
But based on this, if that drop off is happening right after you show them the shipping and handling fees, a discount isn't fixing the core issue, which is mistrust.
Precisely. If your data shows people are bailing at the final checkout stage, you don't have a value problem, you have a transparency problem. The answer is to move those necessary, even if they're unpopular, fees.
Like setup fees or regulatory charges.
Yeah, move them to the initial price presentation, put it all out there from the start.
You take the necessary evil and just put it right in the sunshine.
You do. And this has huge implications for things like customer lifetime value, too. A buyer who felt tricked might buy from you once out of necessity.
But they're not coming back, and they're definitely not recommending you to their friends.
Not a chance. So transparency isn't just about getting that one sale. It's about brand integrity. It's an ethical baseline that signals you respect your customer. And that long-term trust is worth so much more than any short-term cash you can grab from a sneaky fee.
And here's where it gets really interesting for me. This single sentence suggests that we as consumers are basically prioritizing psychological safety over, you know, minor financial savings.
Yes.
We want to know we're dealing with an honest broker, even if that honest broker's price is a little bit higher than the deceptive one.
It speaks to this enduring human demand for honesty, you know? And from a business perspective, it helps you mitigate so much risk. Risk of cart abandonment, risk of terrible online reviews about hidden charges, risk of buyer's remorse. You're creating confident customers.
And confident customers are loyal customers.
Wow.
We've managed to pull a whole business strategy out of just one sentence.
It's all there.
The power of knowing exactly what you're paying for and why. It builds a trust factor that is just worth so much more than a last-minute discount. The bio walks away feeling respected, not ambushed.
And that leads us to, I think, a final thought for you to mull over. Mm. If we accept that transparent models are the solution to addressing buyer concerns, transparency is basically just a form of empathy for the customer experience, what does that say about the absence of a transparent model? Is that absence a measurable business risk in itself?
So you're saying if a company actively chooses to hide its fees, that choice isn't just bad strategy, it's a signal.
It's a signal that the company either fundamentally lacks customer empathy, or worse, is consciously choosing to court distrust for profit.
Wow. If the solution is known, then choosing obfuscation, it signals a real gap in understanding what a modern consumer actually wants from a brand.
Exactly. Something for you to think about as you evaluate the companies you do business with.
Absolutely. Thank you for diving deep with us today into this single, really potent truth about pricing and trust. We hope this analysis gives you a much sharper, more actionable way to look at how presentation affects perception.
My pleasure.
Thanks again for supplying the source material for this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.